inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count. Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
On Sunday at 2 a.m., daylight saving time begins.
Daylight savings time is set to take place over the weekend.
Daylight saving time was first introduced to the British Parliament in the early 20th century.
I hate changing the clocks.
Daylight savings time?
I will never reset the time on my microwave. It's only 6 months.
Daylight saving time. It's the jet lag without the travel.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today touring the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta as his administration works on solutions to treat and stop the spread of coronavirus. The president says health officials are on top of the illness.
It will end. People have to remain calm.
The virus has killed at least 14 people in the U.S. and several hundred more cases are being monitored. A controversial Facebook ad for President Trump's re-election campaign pulled from the platform after complaints it was misleading.
The ad resembles posts purported to have come from President Trump or Vice President Pence and directs users to a survey the ad calls a census to provide data for your local congressional district. Democratic Party leaders complained this would confuse people into thinking they were responding to the actual U.S. Census,
yeah, they think
which is already
stupid.
Underway.
Fox's Evan Brown. America is listening to Fox News.
All right, I'm going to say it. Coronavirus.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God.
Coronavirus.
Coming right at us.
Ah! It's the end of the world.
Can I ask you a question? A little history lesson for me. I got an idea about how many states there are, but what is American Samoa?
It's a beautiful island.
Yes, and with beautiful people.
Yes.
Isn't Tulsi Gabbard? By the way, you know,
I think she's got some in her.
The hand-wringing with the Democrats because misogyny is why Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton aren't president, or Pocahontas. What's her name? Kirsten Gillibrand,
mm-hmm.
or the one that just dropped out this week, Frau Klobuchar. It's got nothing to do with we're not ready for a woman. We just don't want you. We don't want you.
That's the thing that ticks me off. We don't want you just because you're a woman and you didn't get it.
But to blame it on that.
Right.
If Tulsi Gabbard were a conservative, I would be hammering her signs into my lawn. She could be a great Republican, but she's on the left. She's not as goofy as the ones right. that just dropped out.
But at least it's somebody that we can have some common things with. She's just not a lunatic like some of the other ones.
Yeah. Maybe she's seen the underbelly.
That could be,
of
too.
The party during this whole...
She saw
but
Hillary.
She's still running. She has not withdrawn from the race that they exclude her from all the debates because
right.
she's just not goofy enough for them.
Well,
yet
the
they blame misogyny.
Who's some of their best candidates, Greg, they ran them off. Some of their candidates that actually had ideas that you could go, man, even though that's a Democrat, that idea is not crazy. They kept the crazies.
Let me share this with you. I got this from Don Serber's Blogspot. It's another great daily read like David Blackman is, dbdailyupdate.com. Don Serber, S-U-R-B-E-R, at blogspot.com. The CDC estimates that from October 1st through February 22nd, the flu has caused between 18,000 and 46,000 deaths in America. That's the flu. including somebody that I was very fond of early this year. Between 32 million and 45 million people have had the flu, including my daughter, so far this season. And it kicked her butt. She was out of work for 3 days. But she came through it. The coronavirus death toll in the USA is 11. The only thing this MOG pandemic is killing is the stock market. WJLA reported, three test positive for coronavirus in Maryland. Governor Hogan declares state of emergency. We are beyond parity. And that's, I couldn't agree more. That's exactly where we're at. Yet, we're allowing this hysteria to drive the market crazy and all this stuff happening. Because it's fear. Where's Roosevelt when you need him? The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Instead of Franklin Roosevelt with something profound to say, we got...
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
Let's see. Bill Yancey sent some interesting pictures of Dozer Road by the casino entrance and the water situation there.
You know, it's shocking Obama hasn't backed up his little buddy there, Biden. Obama's just as quiet as a mouse, man. I got nothing.
Well, I'm wondering if he is keeping a low profile for other reasons, not because he doesn't love old Joe. Joe was his, you know, he was the perfect VP for him.
Yeah.
You know, what's the word I'm thinking of here? He was the sideshow.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, here's the evening campaign update. Democrat war on women, D.C. and C rigs rules to exclude. How do you buy? I was just talking about that, and that's David Blackman's blog.
Yeah.
Just posted. We'll take a look at that in a little more depth in a moment. Gulf States Mobility deals with people who've caught the break we don't even think can happen to us, and that's a loss of mobility. Not being able to go where we want to go, when we want to go, having to depend on somebody else to take us or to take care of us. They step into situations where people find themselves, whether it's short-term, long-term, temporary, or permanent, restoring choices to these lives. That's what they do in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. The most important tool in their kit is the human spirit, because people who do have to face these challenges don't want to feel dependent. They don't want to feel helpless. They want to do as much for themselves as they can, and that's what they engage. They've been able to put a lot of people back on the road thanks to advances in digital technologies, where people who were once told by a doctor, you'll never be able to drive again, now can, and as safely as anybody else on the road. They are totally state-of-the-art when it comes to employing digital technologies and the restoration of choices. Customized motorized equipment, making a home safely accessible for somebody who's recovering from a car wreck or a tough surgery. There's any number of different situations that can put you in the position of needing their services, and they hope you never have to call them for the reason they're in business. But if you do, there's nobody better in not only the River region, but the southeastern United States. 514-6590. Please salute them by looking them up on Facebook and liking them. Gulf States Mobility. What's up, kid?
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Melissa Askew with Alabama News Network. The Selma to Montgomery pilgrimage reenactment ended today at the Montgomery Capitol steps. Marchers took the 54-mile trip that civil rights pioneers took more than 50 years ago in the fight for civil rights. Alabama has carried out the execution of a man convicted as an accomplice in the 2004 shooting deaths of three Birmingham police officers. Nathaniel Woods was put to death by lethal injection last night, despite his co-defendant asking for a delay, claiming Woods' innocence. The court had issued a temporary stay of execution yesterday evening, but then went ahead with the execution. Convicted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith will be released on bond while he appeals his 2019 murder conviction. Smith was convicted last November of manslaughter and the death of Greg Gunn in 2016. Authorities say that Smith will have to wear a monitoring device on his ankle and cannot leave the state. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are putting together two or three really nice days in a row, and it's just what the doctor ordered. For tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Looks like a beautiful weekend forecast. High temperatures in the low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Abundant sunshine both days. We'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of showers late Monday. A better chance Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. Covered up my legs. From the morning until the day's done. Until the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs. Yeah. That's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I got hairy legs. Yeah, man. Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
White girl, yeah?
Yes, sir. Because I really was the only white guy they really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I going to do? Corn Pop, he can't stop.
That's fine, thank you.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women whores, faced lesbians. You can release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage that's
got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
We got other issues we're trying to
Here's
get to.
Here's the last point I want to make. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs. Yeah.
We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
You don't know. Stop.
No, Let's talk about math. Okay, so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best band.
Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Look, I think it's important that on day one... Day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs.
I don't care.
Yeah. That's right. You heard what I said.
you heard what I said. I was a pretty darn good life coach. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Lived out in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with a corn pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn pop, he can't stop. Corn pop, he won't stop. Yeah. Corn pop, he sank every shot.
Time is up. Thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got Harry Lane.
Bonafide 2020.
Everybody vote if you can. For your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against corn pop.
I got hairy legs.
Got the best audience on the planet. We were talking about Tulsi Gabbard and the fact that she's still technically a candidate for president, but for some reason the Democrats are not interested in promoting her.
They just don't acknowledge her.
No, and she's a little more to the left than I realize because she's for the ban on assault weapons. You know, the guns that jump off your table and go kill people.
They do.
$15 an hour minimum wage, wrong. Yes to reparations, please, cut the crap. No electoral college. That right there, they're going to try and sell that. Yeah, why shouldn't the popular vote decide? California has turned itself into a hellhole. They let people who aren't even citizens of this country vote.
Yep.
And believe me, they're the main reason that Hillary won the popular vote in 2016. We lose the Electoral College, we may as well just give it up. I think if they actually managed to make that happen, you would see the next Confederacy.
I think so.
That would be the deal breaker for states like Texas and others. We're not going to have our lives run by crackpots. And that's what would happen. The Electoral College is designed to give each of the states representation.
But it just shows how badly they want power. They want to get rid of the Electoral College, and they're willing to let anybody in the country, country illegally to vote because they think they'll get the vote out of it.
Tulsi also supports no fossil fuels, no nuclear energy. By the way, just this past week we mentioned it, but I'll mention it again. This enormous, in fact, one of our listeners drove past it and saw it. I think it was in New Mexico. An enormous solar farm that was funded by our dollars, which should never happen.
Yep.
Went belly up.
Got a big for sale sign on it.
Hey, I don't know that even you could sell it.
No, I don't think I could.
So more waste, billions of dollars wasted. And amazingly or interestingly enough, the people that were appointed to run those projects happened to be big Obama donors, and the media didn't say anything.
Well, how dumb can you be to make a solar project out in the desert go belly up?
They all got their salaries.
I mean, come on.
Though.
The sun is there.
And that's all
you
that's there.
You can't get that right? I mean,
you
did
make
the clouds come over suddenly?
There, Mr. Bader, that is true.
What happened?
Selling ice to Eskimos.
Right.
I think Mitt Romney is finally getting the message.
Yeah, he is.
You know, that he is backing a new Senate probe involving Joe Biden and his son Hunter that could be a thorn in the side of the former vice president as he campaigns. Thorn in the side?
Yeah.
Really? It's absolute, it's jail-worthy corruption, not slap on the wrist, I'm sorry corruption. We're talking about crime corruption. And Mitt just happens to have somebody on his staff.
You knew it.
Who had connections to the Ukraine and Burisma. Gee. Isn't it amazing that he's the one guy that said, I don't know about this. I don't know that we need to be looking into this.
Right.
Just crazy.
And what a way to say, I'm completely innocent by saying, hey, everybody, don't look this way. I might have something to do with this. I'll take care of this. He's no better than the Democrats taking the money. No better than Biden's son stealing the money. And his brother's identity, by the way. And his wife.
Yeah. What a family.
The mob has better relations with families than they do. They're just horrible.
The mob came up this morning. I think a random facts, right?
Who?
We were talking about the mob actually.
Oh, yes.
Thought there was something.
Oh, yeah,
with
the Sopranos. Yeah. I remember that.
Hey, at least I remembered it.
Hey.
That's better than the mental condition of some people. It's 5:21 now. I was just outside. checking the traffic on this beautiful day.
How was the traffic out there?
Northbound 85 right behind our building between Perry Hill and the Boulevard is crawling along, so let's find out why.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Oh, my. 85 northbound out of downtown. We've got some slow traffic up to about Perry Hill. And then you're going to be waiting for a bit. We have an accident at the Eastern Boulevard under the bridges or just past them that has got traffic backed up all the way to Perry Hill Road. When you get past that one, you got another backup starting at Bell Road all the way to Chantilly Parkway. They had an accident there much earlier this afternoon. That accident is in the center and left-hand lane. You'll need to be in the right-hand lane to get past it. Just be patient. Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, all at maximum capacity. Heavy traffic on all those strips. And up in Wetumpka, we've got an accident at 231 and Highway 14. That one happened a little earlier. We're still seeing a lot of congestion there, and we still have emergency vehicles on the scene. Please use caution wherever you are and buckle up. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's one we haven't played for a while.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up now, get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Remember, the Orthodontist will be seeing you at 3 today.
here. Be careful. Come back here. Did you wash behind your ears? Play outside. Don't play rough. Would you just play fair? Be polite. Make a friend. Don't forget to share. Work it out. Wait your turn. Never take a dare. Get along. Don't make me come down there. Clean your room. Fold your clothes. Put your stuff away. Make a bed. Do it now. Do we have all day? Were you born in a barn? Would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Me, close your mouth when you chew. We'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two of the stuff you hate. Use your fork. Do not burp or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A. Get the door. Don't be smart with me. Get a grip. Get in here. I'll count 2, 3. Get a job. Get a life. Get a PhD. Get those. I don't care who started. You're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. And if all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too?
And that's Anita something.
Yay, Mom. Renfro.
Renfro, yes. How did you remember that? I haven't played that in a
while. She's amazing. Yes. You, Rosie, are amazing.
Well, sometimes I remember things. I don't always.
All right, we're going to do something here. I'm going to solicit your opinion. I can't obviously show you the video over the radio, but we're going to play. This is something we discussed briefly at the beginning of the show. It's the new ad from Team Sessions. And I found the tone of the email that sent this video out to be very un-Sessions-like in my experience with the man. It's entitled Florida Phony. I'm going to play the audio, and then I'm posting the video on Facebook, and I'd like you to watch it and comment on it from looking at it from a strategy standpoint, not who you're voting for. Just what do you think of this particular approach?
Big announcement by Tommy Tuberville.
After 40 years of coaching football, I hung up my whistle and moved to Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, with the white sands and the blue water. What a great place to live.
Florida?
Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
Not Alabama?
I'm going to be the next U.S. Senator from the state of Alabama.
What? No, you're not. Tuberville's a phony. He's not from Alabama. He lives and votes in Florida. When this campaign is over, he'll go back to Florida.
I'm Jeff Sessions, and I approve this ad.
Okay, I feel like he did the same thing he did with the last one, when somebody chopped up what he was saying.
Right.
I feel like this is taken out of context. I feel like, one, the first clip...
The amnesty thing.
Yeah, the first clip of him saying he was going to move away seemed like maybe it was right after he left Auburn, maybe?
Yeah, and...
Now, I am not taking... I'm posting the video on Facebook now. It just came out today, this ad. Mm-hmm. I would like you to watch it and react, thinking as a political strategist might think. It
smells of desperation.
I agree. I
mean, but really, you know, does. Many people have told him you need to take the gloves off and not be such a nice guy. Don't be a Boy Scout. So it's like, you know, he's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't.
Agree a little bit, but he... So.
You can take the gloves off without attacking your opponent.
He's, right. Yeah, he's getting personal, and I know it's mudslinging.
You can address... I won't be like Chuck Schumer attacking... Yeah. Supreme Court justices, I'm going to put an end to this, Schmidt. That kind of passion about, you know, the way this corona thing is being handled, the way the president is being attacked from every angle, and the damage that the opposition party is trying to do to the country. That's what I want to see passion about. I don't want to see passion about where Tommy Tuberville right. has a house. I just don't.
You don't need to put him down. Let's build you up. Tell me what you got.
The second biggest state in the country elected a complete carpetbagger.
True.
You know, state True. With the population the size of New York, that's the best they could do for the Senate.
How sad course, it was.
And being as blue as they are, they put her in.
Well, and the other day, someone called Dan because this has been an issue mm-hmm. with him and his residency. Mm-hmm. And they had some sort of research that they had done that said he moved here in 2018. That he, you know, he moved back here in 2018, but he still had his voter registration in Florida. And so he went ahead and voted in the election.
In the clip,
down there, but
in the top corner, it says 2017.
Yeah.
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 But you don't see that in big, bold letters, so they're trying to hide that part a little
uh-huh.
bit.
Yeah.
No, I really think that the kind of passion that will resonate, that will say, yeah, that's the Jeff Sessions we right. know and love, is the one that starts taking, I mean, he's not the Senate, obviously, is not run by Nancy Pelosi, but taking on that ilk of politician and saying, I am going to stand up against this socialism.
Right.
Take a cue from Jessica Taylor, who came darn close to making the runoff. Get out your flamethrower and don't aim it at Tommy Tuberville. Aim it at socialism
yeah.
and all the stuff
right.
that really, truly scare us in our hearts.
But God, we don't
want to sounded
see.
Intelligent saying that. Duke.
Hey, how are you, brother?
I don't know what we did wrong to get somebody to call, but thank you.
What up, Duke?
I was leaving a seafood bistro, and I was crossing the interstate going back north, and the entire Montgomery Police Department was heading south. So I don't know what's going on, but...
Heading south on 85?
No, heading Perry Hill Road.
Oh.
Coming
south
back
on
across.
Perry Hill.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable. I mean, I'm talking about... I mean, 10 or 12 police cars.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on, but anyway, I thought I'd give you a heads up.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We will check our local
Listen
media sources and news partner
right.
at CBS
Thank you, man.
8 and see if they can tell us something. Anybody else that has information on that situation, 272-9228. We had, in many areas, over 4.5 inches of rain. You've heard about flooding closures and stuff. Unfortunately, a lot of homes are in areas where the kind of rain we've had, I mean, we've already exceeded last year's total, you know, before the middle of March.
I know.
And it was up until this morning, even though the rain had stopped for like 18 hours, it was still draining into the ditch behind the building.
Oh, you should see Wetumpka, coming out of Wetumpka. It's on the right there. The river is at the road, man. It's pretty... And every couple of years, we get that.
Yeah, the cotton fields are now river.
Yeah.
A lot of homes in the lower-lying areas that are more flood-prone have had water in the house mm-hmm. and flooring ruined. The best place to get that issue addressed and taken care of and turned around quickly is Georgia Floors Direct. I know this because they've been doing that for 50 years. Whenever there is or are reports of flooding, Jeff Mallinson always sends me a text. They remind folks, we're totally equipped to help turn mm-hmm. that around quickly for you. So if you are, in fact, one of those, stop by and see Jeff and his team at Georgia Floors Direct. If you're just looking for new flooring, it's absolutely the place to go. And right now, even more so, because they purchased the inventory of a company that went out of business. Good flooring, but they were able to get it at, you know, pennies on the dollar. So you can get some amazing deal on room remnants and all types of flooring if you're looking to upgrade. So either situation. They're the place to go. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Let's see if this traffic update includes a tip on this police activity that Duke spoke of. Oh, there's Bernie out there. Old fart. Casket ready.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier this afternoon on 85 northbound near Chantilly. We believe they've about got that accident out of the way. We're seeing some of the congestion alleviate, but use caution when you head out that way. We had two accidents back-to-back, a very bad one right at the Eastern Boulevard on 85 northbound. It has had traffic backed up, and right now on the maps we're seeing traffic backed up to Perry Hill, Ann Street, all the way on back to Alabama State University. It's going to be a very slow go through there this afternoon. East South Boulevard is congested. The East Boulevard, very congested. And a new accident, East Boulevard at Roy Hodges Boulevard. That's going to be at that intersection where WOW is located and Amy's Antiques is right across the street. Use caution there. Also an accident in Wetumpka at Highway 231 and 14. They are still on the scene there. Please use caution wherever you are on this Friday afternoon. Buckle up and drive carefully. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Convicted Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith will be released on bond while he appeals his 2019 murder conviction. A judge has ordered a $300,000 professionally secured bond. Smith was convicted last November of manslaughter and the death of Greg Gunn in 2016. Authorities say that Smith will have to wear a monitoring device on his ankle and cannot leave the state. Alabama has carried out the execution of a man convicted as an accomplice in the 2004 shooting deaths of three Birmingham police officers. Nathaniel Woods was put to death by lethal injection last night, despite his co-defendant asking for a delay, claiming Woods' innocence. The Selma to Montgomery pilgrimage reenactment ended today at the Montgomery Capitol steps. Marchers took the 54-mile trip that civil rights pioneers took more than 50 years ago in the fight for civil rights. The journey started last Sunday. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are putting together two or three really nice days in a row, and it's just what the doctor ordered. For tonight, mostly clear, a little chilly. Overnight low temperature falls to the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Looks like a beautiful weekend forecast. High temperatures in the low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Abundant sunshine both days. We'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of showers late Monday. A better chance Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's a risky click in the afternoon.
In the blink of an eye, it can make time evaporate.
I can't hold it! She's
gonna blow!
From the producers of Standard Time comes a motion picture experience that will propel you into the future in the blink of an eye. Daylight Saving Time, the movie.
This time zone's not gonna hold! Everybody get out! Mayday!
Daylight Saving Time, the movie, introduces you to an altered universe where you'll stand in awe at the way everything has changed.
The sun is rising, but it's much later.
What was once five is six.
What was once six is seven.
Ah! And just below the surface, something more sinister awaits.
Oh, no. Look, every clock in the house.
We're going to have to reset each one. By hand.
Ah! Daylight Saving Time, the movie. It's what happens when mankind fools with Mother Nature.
Daylight Saving Time, the movie, opens nationwide Sunday at 2 a.m.
You know what's even scarier? Coronavirus. John is on the phone at 5:42 on Happy Hour.
Oh, hey, Greg.
Hi.
Thanks. I just want to tell you, someone mentioned the police cars. We're right at the where the Golden Corral and Jason's Deli is, right, runs up to the bypass.
Yes.
And we've had 29 police cars, state troopers and police cars, and four tour buses all go past us.
Yeah,
just
we
in the last 5 minutes.
It's an escort that's connected to the March celebration.
May have been.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never seen so many police cars and state troopers all in the same place.
There may be some big shots that they're looking out for, too. You know, the folks that come here every 5 years and say, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing and do nothing.
Oh, well.
Yeah, among others.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in and reporting firsthand.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Y'all have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks.
At Golden Corral.
Corona Central.
Hey.
Sorry, people are handsy.
No, I... Look, I'll go anywhere and have dinner tonight without thinking about coronavirus.
Well, I told you that report. Italy's had the most death since China.
Right.
And which was a good number. I think it was a couple hundred. But they said the average age of those people that passed away were 81 years old.
You're just fine, and you look great. Don't worry, man.
You're not saying that.
And you're not 81.
It doesn't matter. You look fine. You're doing good.
But that's what, I mean, it's just a big hoax, guys. It's just,
you know, Rich was supposed to attend this weather conference in the Bahamas. It's an important event. It's a prestige event, and they only invite the creme de la creme of meteorologists.
I was supposed to be his plus one.
It's been postponed. It's in April, and it's postponed.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And as far as I know, there is no coronavirus case in the Bahamas, or maybe there's one. This is insane. And it's the media that is stoking this fear, and the worse the fear gets, the more they're...
That's right.
They can get away with blaming Trump for this.
Well, it's fear-mongering. Back, you remember when Bush was president, we had the fear-mongering with the terror alerts. Oh, my gosh, we're at yellow. It's just fear-mongering.
I remember that very well. I haven't thought about that in a long, long time.
Fear-mongering.
5:45 is the time. I was just checking the category of cars under 10,000 at Jack Ingram. And, boy, they have restocked some great new additions.
Good deal.
And this is something I love because this is a car that is timeless. It's a 1999 Lexus RX 300.
Ooh, that's a nice car.
I drove seven or eight different RX 300s in the early part of that decade when I was working with the Lexus dealer, number one Lexus dealer in the world. It's an awesome SUV, and it's white. It doesn't look like it's 21 years old. Wow. You might want to card it just to be sure. $4,700.
Darn, that's a good deal. That's a Lexus, baby.
Yeah. A Lexus is a Lexus, and luxury is timeless. So that's new. A 2004 Honda CR-V Luxury Edition, $4,800. Hondas run forever. My morning partner in Florida bought a Honda in 92, brand new, and he put over 350,000 miles on it and only had to change the tires a couple of times, basic maintenance. For all I know, he still got it. That's only $4,800. I love the Jeep as an SUV. There's a Grand Cherokee Limited, 2005, and it's only $6,700.
Wow. And these cars,
Hemi.
I mean, they've... they're like me. They've retained their great look, and they can still perform with the best.
And they're classic.
Exactly.
Classic. Hey.
Here's the deal. If you are stuck in one of these traffic slowdowns around town, and you're not happy with the car you're sitting in, or you've been afraid to look because you've had a credit issue or two, Tip Thames and Greg in the finance department, they are so prepared for you. They have over 20 financing options. So if you're driving around in a car you hate and you feel like you're stuck, don't. Go over there and talk to them and see if they can't get you in a really great set of wheels and a loan that you can pay off in a timely fashion and restore your credit. They've done it for so many people over the years. That's what they specialize in. But every car that has the Jack Ingram name on the back is a car that has been thoroughly vetted. They ain't reselling somebody else's troubles. See Tip Thames and that team at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Take a look. Well, the pictures aren't up in the new editions yet, but everything else in that category, in all categories, available at jackingram.com.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, a gentle reminder about daylight saving time.
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
Sunday is daylight savings time!
Big, big excitement!
Moving the hands of your clock ahead 1 hour.
Unless it's a digital clock and then you just have to press some buttons.
Either way, the big day is Sunday!
Sunday!
Daylight savings time, Sunday,
Sunday.
At 2 a.m.
But you don't have to stay up until 2 a.m. to set those clocks ahead.
No!
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 Do it before you go to sleep on Saturday!
Saturday!
Right, that's what most people do anyway.
But either way, you're losing an hour.
Hour!
a big lost hour.
The most exciting day of the year.
And it's all happening on Sunday.
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 Sunday. Sunday. Sunday.
All right, I knew this was a good idea. Sunday. I received the new Jeff Sessions ad earlier this afternoon. I did not like the tone of the email, and then we played the audio from the ad. I did not like the content because I think the things that we care about were completely unaddressed. I am not worried about where Tommy Tuberville lives. I mean, he did spend some time here in Alabama.
I think so.
Can you blame him for moving to the beach? It's a nice view.
Yeah, no, actually, that looked like something that was made as part of a promo.
Exactly what it was.
For a place they were doing a development.
Well, probably so.
So, does that count?
Plus, remember Jeff Sessions, he does have a resident in Alabama. So he has a residency, but for the most part, he spends time in D.C.
Yeah, in the swamp.
Right, who's the last person who should say
he took the AG job and let his staff go without any severance or benefits. His staff said, hey, the reason he did this, he's deep state. That's why he recused himself from the Russia issue.
That's why he got back in this race. Somebody told him to.
All right, so we've had a lot of response on the ad, and I asked people to watch it and give me your take on it. If you're a political strategist, what do you think? Tom says they need to stop tearing each other apart with negative ads. We need to unite behind whoever wins. I totally agree, and we will. Save the negative ads to attack Jones. Hyla says, not good. Jeff is better than this. John says, doesn't make a dime's worth of difference to me. Perhaps the best thing Sessions could do for the state and himself is to recuse himself from the race. And that word was used by design because that's what soured Alabama on one of its favorite sons. So what? He owns a beach house, says Jim. I will never forgive Sessions for what he didn't. He's a career politician, and we've had enough of them. We need a change. And like Mitch McConnell recently said, we already have term limits. It's called voting. Darlin Mims says he's a has-been, hopefully, so is Dougie Boy. Yeah, meaning. Gloria says, why not talk about yourself and what you stand for? And again, that's where I think this ad misses it. Yes, put the vitriol and the passion in it like Jessica Taylor did and get the blowtorch out and set socialism on fire.
Yes, it worked.
It worked. It's a great idea.
She did. David looked at the ad and said, this BS makes you want to vote for Tuberville. I think this is bad advice. I think he's been badly advised all the way along. Not one positive comment on that thread.
But remember, Sessions, when's the last time he actually had to run for office? So a lot of this to him, I don't think he's got the right people around him, for one. He's probably got his old crew, which, again, they haven't had to do this kind of work.
I agree.
His ads are out of touch.
Dan Morris, Joey, me, and others who do this kind of work, who listen to people for years, not just a few weeks, but for years, ask us, what would you do? I think we could give a better opinion than any frickin' political consultant.
Exactly.
Randall, we have 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
But I'm so glad you called.
Man.
It's just 5:55, and we're tight for time.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Y'all, because what's going to come out next is that Tuberville was in Indiana, and he voted up there. That's why he couldn't run for, I think he tried to run for governor or something 4 years ago here, and they wouldn't let him, and they're going to try to throw that at him. But let me tell you, that man just got a servant's heart. I mean, even coaching. I mean, yeah, you might have made it to college, but he didn't make the big. I mean, I don't know. You got to have a servant's heart because I ain't no way you could. I mean, it's a lot of time away from your family. And everything he does, I think, comes from the heart. There is no way we can let Jeff Sessions in there. No matter what, it's too much smoke. Even, you know what I mean? You know how it is. If that smoke, that's fire in there. So much smoke around Jeff, we can't put him in there. I mean, because some of it may be false, but hey, some of it's got to be true.
If they start running this ad in high volume, I think they're going to finish his campaign. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think this is a
He did vote in Indiana, so don't let that be no surprise because they'll come back.
Hey, I voted in Chicago multiple times because that's what you do there in Miami. And in fact, when I first moved here, I could still vote in South Florida because I had a registration card. But I wanted to be an Alabamian.
And were you breaking the law, Greg?
No. Randall, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I heard you on, I think it was Dan or Josh.
Dan.
And I was jealous because I hadn't heard from you in a long time. And we missed you, buddy.
Yeah, man.
See you, Randall.
Take care. You. 5:56. Eddie, anything going on in your universe with real estate this weekend you'd like to let everybody know about?
Well, this weekend we didn't plan on any open houses because the rain was just killing us. But that being said, we've got some great properties. I've got a great listing in Del Rado. If somebody's looking to move to Del Rado, I've got a four-bedroom. That's right, four-bedroom, two-bath home, under $150,000. It backs up to Gunner Air Force Base. You've got great neighbors on both sides of you. We've got that property, and this week we've been doing a lot on the river. Like I said, recently we had a property. We went down to the river, got it under contract. Well, unfortunately, the contract fell apart this week, so that one's coming back on the market. That's the Double Wide in the Sky. It's a great, great piece of property. You're sitting on over an acre right on the Alabama River. And then we picked up two more houses on that same road. So we got some new products or some new houses coming out. You guys check me out on Facebook, Eddie Sells Houses, or you can call me 322-0662. That's right.
That number again.
322-0662.
For Eddie Bader, and you truly are Betty with Bader. Rosie, have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
Eddie and Seth, the Seth Spotlow Experience.
That's right. Thank you.
Appreciate you. And David and Rusty are next.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, the accident on 85 northbound at Chantilly is out of the way. The accident at the Eastern Boulevard on I-85, very much in play. A very bad one right there that has traffic barely moving on 85 northbound from the Eastern Boulevard all the way back past Perry Hill and to about Alabama State University and backing up. 85 southbound, pockets of slow traffic up to the merge at 65. On the Eastern Boulevard at Todd Road, right out in front of the WOW Cable offices, we've got a bad accident there that has traffic snarled. Also up in Wetumpka, they are still on the scene of that accident at Highway 231 and 14. They're in the cleanup mode up there, so use caution when you see those folks. And on Highway 31, South Memorial Drive approaching East Main in front of the McDonald's in Prattville, we have an accident there. It's a minor crash, but watch out for emergency vehicles on the scene. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Reinhart Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21. Call Reinhart Toyota and become a part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete